Good evening and welcome to WDIY and the program On Every Main Street. This program takes a deeper look into the greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce and all of its affiliates. I'm your host, Greg Caponia, and today I would like to welcome Lori Nelson, the SVP of the Easton and Phillipsburg Initiatives at the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce. And with her is Susan Warbeck of Unity Bank. Welcome. She's the immediate past chair of the Forks Business Association and the relationship manager and vice president of Unity Bank, overseeing the Easton and Phillipsburg area for almost 15 years. Do I have that right?
You do have that right. Thank you.
Tell us about Unity Bank.
Well, Unity Bank is a community bank. We are mainly in New Jersey. We do have 19 branches total. 17 of those are in New Jersey, and two of them are in Pennsylvania, one in Easton or Forks Township, and the other we just opened last year in Bethlehem.
And what's an average day look like for you at Unity Bank? What do you do?
I do oversee both branches of Easton and Phillipsburg, so I have to cross the river a lot, although it's not that far. I just kind of hang out, do a little bit in the community, and brag about Unity Bank. It's a great place to work. It's a great community bank.
One of the interesting things that we have here is we have the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber, which also is in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Are the
yes.
banking rules any different in New Jersey than they are in...
Slightly, but not really. No. Mm-mm.
So it's a pretty seamless...
It's a pretty seamless, and my end of it is actually kind of fun. I get to just go out and meet people and tell them what a great bank it is, and I'm a Pied Piper, Greg.
Cool.
She does a great job of it, too. She's everywhere in community events, so don't let her fool you. She
half
does
the
a
battle.
Lot.
It's half the battle.
So tell me about the chamber and the things
chamber.
That you're doing.
So Susan is my guest because she is on all three of my councils. So I'm Easton, Phillipsburg, and Forks, and she is on every single one of those boards. And so a very active part of that. But for instance, some of the upcoming initiatives that we have going on, we have, of course, our Meet the Mayors event with our new incoming mayor, Todd Singney, that'll be coming up in Phillipsburg. So we have that in February. And then, of course, our State of the City with Mayor Sal Panto. So those are all two big ones that we're getting ready for coming up in February and March.
So you have Phillipsburg, new mayor?
Yes, new mayor coming in January.
What do you see from the new mayor?
You know, it's funny because he was the town council president for when I first started. So I've been at the chamber almost 5 years now. And so he was town council president then. So it's not a new face by any means. You know, just going to see what's coming up for Phillipsburg and excited to see what's next.
Let's look into these three different areas that Susan, that you're involved in.
Mm-hmm.
What's the first one you want to talk about?
We can talk about Forks Business Association.
It's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it a good one?
Well, the Forks Business Association actually was formed in 2009, and it is a part of the Easton Area Chamber of Commerce. So we added that on, like I said, in 2009. And so that is our way to kind of be with the business community, and we do a lot of initiatives there, and the funds that we raise go towards those things. So for instance, we just did a signage project. We just revamped that signage. So on your way to or from Forks Township, you will see the signs, and it says Chamber of Commerce, and it says Forks Business Association with our nice new logo. So we have the welcome signage. We also run the beer tent at Forks Community Days. In which,
well, that's important.
It is important.
Hey, you know
it's a big
what?
One.
People get
that's
thirsty.
That's our big one.
Mm-hmm. So that's a 3-day festival, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And like I said, we run the beer tent. Unity Bank actually sponsors that festival as well. And they run the beer tent with us on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm. And we have a hot air balloon. Unity Bank has a hot air balloon that we bring over there every year into the field and give free tethered balloon rides to anyone. Anytime you need the balloon there, let me know. Contact me.
So have you ever taken an untethered ride in that balloon?
I have not, but I have an unrealistic fear of heights. But I do know quite a few people that have. It's a lot of fun.
I have done the tethered one, and yeah. It's pretty fun, you know. Yeah. I get excited by that kind of thing. And I haven't done an untethered one ever, but I totally would.
I'm good with tethered. I used to have – I had a hot air balloon that I had for my company, my broadcasting company one time, and they took me on an untethered ride, and – I couldn't wait till they got it down.
Mm-hmm.
It scared me.
Down.
Yeah, and I, when you can see through the basket and look 1,000 feet down, 2,000 feet down, that's an interesting
Not doing that, Greg.
Interesting feeling. But I'll bet a lot of people see the balloon, and a lot of people,
yes.
It's a great billboard, if you
it
will,
is a
to,
great
to fly
billboard.
Around.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It'll be the third week of September. Mm-hmm. So exciting stuff. So we've had pretty nice weather, so I'm not going to jinx that, so knock on wood.
Right in the middle of football season.
It is, actually. And I'm a big fantasy football player, so I have like all my phones up, so I'm paying attention to the Eagles score and everything. So
and selling beer. She's multitasking.
Yes, absolutely. But keeping track of those scores, that's important.
What's next?
So then next up, we have our, speaking of the Unity Bank balloon, Phillipsburg, we have our Old Town Festival. That's not next per se, but Old Town Festival has the Unity Bank balloon. So that's like our big running event that we do in Phillipsburg every year. So that's in June. So that's exciting stuff. Of course, we have our summer concert series. We start planning that from now. So that's why you're like, why are you talking about summer concerts
no,
right
it's,
now?
No, it's time to but talk about it.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's time to get them booked and ready to go. So that's top of our mind. And of course, going into, I'm going backwards a little bit, but Cinco de Mayo, that is a festival that we do. It's going to be the second year in Easton with our partnership with the city. So that's exciting stuff. I wasn't there last year because I was on maternity leave. So it's going to be my first
missed
one.
It.
Congratulations.
Missed it. Thank you very much.
Susan, you serve on all the boards for these?
I do. I just started serving on the Phillipsburg board when I took over the Phillipsburg branch. So I'm kind of new to that board. But yes, I've been Forks Business Association for 6 years now, I think.
Yes.
And on the Easton Chamber for almost as long. I'm going to say 4, maybe 5 years.
So yeah. How does Phillipsburg compare with the other places that you've been over your career? You've been in banking for 15 years. What are some of the positive aspects of this Phillipsburg Easton area?
What I've noticed about Phillipsburg, especially within the last couple of years for me, is how much it's expanding and it's evolving and it's growing, you know, just with festivals and with businesses. So I've seen quite a bit of that, and I'm excited about that, being that I'm new to the Unity Bank branch of that, of Phillipsburg. So I think the growth in Phillipsburg is going to be good for me.
What types of growth do you see in Phillipsburg?
There's an industrial building right on 78, and so that is going to be a new company. It's a Japanese. They're sourced in Japan, and so they're going to be coming. So we're looking to meet with them and see how we can, you know, kind of mm-hmm. figure out what that's going to look like for the community, because obviously that's bringing a ton of jobs to the area, which is huge for Phillipsburg. And then we also actually just had the Sycamore Landing is a right next door to that kind of mm-hmm. thing. That is a building. They have beautiful, beautiful apartments. We just did their open house, and we checked that out. So those people can live in Phillipsburg, and then they'll be bringing to the downtown economy, and then hopefully mm-hmm. maybe they would have some room to open up a business, and then we can start thriving like our friends over in Easton.
In Easton, yeah. So we've noticed some of the smaller businesses come in. The chocolate shop,
right?
The fudge shop. I'm sorry, just opened off of 22. So you know, little businesses have come in. They're starting to kind of peek their head into Phillipsburg, see what they can offer. And so I do think that that's just going to continue to grow.
And that, of course, will help your business.
What Unity Bank, one of the things that Unity Bank does very well is small business.
How does a bank cater to small business? What do you do that makes your bank more attractive than others?
I think for us especially, it's our free business accounts that, you know, offer no fees, no minimum balances and things like that. And for a small business, you know, that's very important. Sometimes you run a little light. But mostly I think it's the customer service and the way that we approach our small businesses. I make it a point, as do all the other managers I can speak freely for, make it a point to get to know my customers. I know them. I know their business. I take the time to get to know them. I stop in to see them just to see them. Not for any other reason to say, hey, how's it going? How are the kids? So it makes it nice.
It's a competitive business.
Very competitive.
And in your location where you are between Philadelphia and New York, a lot of activity going on there. Mm-hmm. What is it that specifically makes you think that people come to your bank to do business?
Again, I think it's the customer service, and that, you know, when you walk in the door, you might not have to go to the bank as often as you used to. I mean, between mobile banking, mobile deposits, ATMs, all that, online bill pay and stuff like that. But you know when you do, it's, hey, Greg, how's it going? Hey, yeah. Lori, how's it going? It's not, I'm sorry, what's your name? Or what's your account number?
How does Susan's activity at the bank help you at the chamber?
I mean, when she was our chair, she was awesome because we always have our flyers out there. She's always talking it up to any of her clients, as well as when we go and meet with new businesses, it's helping them hearing about the chamber, but then also for Susan as being in banking and telling them what she can do for them as a small business. They're located at Sullivan Trail in Park Plaza. And so there's a nice little community of businesses in there. And actually, we're pretty excited. Just a little plug for the new restaurant that's going to be going in there. It's called Serve. It's the owners of Edge. And so that was like breaking news. They have a nice billboard on 22 that you can see. And so they're going to be our neighbors right there. We just did a ribbon cutting also for Green Vita. They are a small, family-owned, very delicious sandwich shop. They have coffees. They have lots of really good things. We just did their ribbon cutting there in Park Plaza. We do all the ribbon cuttings that are right there. So that's with, you know, Rick Bartolacci owns that plaza. And to your question, she is very much involved with all of our initiatives. If there's an event we have, 9 times out of 10, Unity Bank is sponsoring it.
Fantastic.
A win-win.
Okay, well, we have other things to talk about when we come back. You are listening to On Every Main Street. I'm your host, Greg Caponia. Back right after this.
Not only is becoming a WDIY member a great way to support the programs you love, it has its benefits. WDIY members have access to our weekly member ticket giveaway emails, discover great concerts, theater performances, film screenings, and more, all while supporting the many choices and real voices on WDIY. Make your gift today at 610-694-8100, extension 7, or wdiy.org. Thank you.
WDIY 88.1 offers many choices and real voices. Folk music, from folk classics to the Gaelic traditions of the British Isles, to bluegrass and old-time music of Appalachia, to the modern-day singer-songwriters telling the story of today's world. You'll find it all here on WDIY. Listen and enjoy the wide variety of folk music every weekday evening, 7 to 9 p.m., just after NPR News headlines, and Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. on 88.1 WDIY and streaming at WDIY.org.
Good evening and welcome back to On Every Main Street. I'm your host, Greg Caponia. I'm with Lori Nelson and Susan Warbeck from Easton and Phillipsburg. You have a lot of things going on in 2020. Let's talk about the Women's Business Council.
So we actually had the event with the Women's Business Council. We partnered. Our Forks Business Association decided to partner, and this actually came from one of our Forks Business Association meetings, and it was actually Susan's idea that came up, and we decided to do a Women of Strength event. So what is a Woman of Strength? Well, we had a panel of women talking about how they came up into what they do. It was excellent. We actually had Janice Ballamy, who is the, go ahead, hit me with her title.
She's the head of retail sales.
She's the boss.
Exactly.
And she
a lovely woman was
on the panel. We had a woman from Victaulic. We also had the president of Lafayette College. We had an awesome mediator who kind of went through everybody's kind of stories. And, of course, we had Philomena Kelly. She's a detective with Forks Township Police Department. An outstanding event. We got great reviews. You know, everybody loved it. We're going to be bringing more women's events to our areas.
What are some of the biggest concerns in that area that women face when doing business?
Walking into a room filled with strong men and being the only woman in the room and just feeling like you need to be there. I can't remember who it was, and I do apologize, but somebody on our panel said that when that question was asked about how do you walk into a room as a woman filled with strong men, and she said, well, you look at it like if you were invited to be there, you deserve to be there. And that's kind of how you have to think.
So you've been in the business world, at least at the bank here, for 15 years. What advice would you give to a woman that's graduating from college or high school, going into the business world? What advice might you give them?
Be yourself. And don't try to be the person next to you or the person that you, you know, that you think you should be. Be the person that you want to be. And, you know, I find that if I'm myself, then people gravitate towards me.
As a rule, people have a tendency to look past protected groups once they learn that you know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Let's talk about geographic chambers.
We are Easton, Phillipsburg, and Forks, but the chamber, as you know, is all about the power of partnership. So that is a huge thing that Tony Iannelli, our CEO, talks about, and that is true. He means it when he says it. So we have all of our 33 councils and chambers, and so we strive to partner with those groups. So for instance, our geographic areas like to partner with, we just did the Women's Business Council. We're going to be partnering with the YPC, which is our Young Professionals Council. That's going to be coming up in March, so stay tuned for that. We're looking at Wednesday, March 18th. And so that is going to be a great event. We love partnering with the Young Professionals Council. And you don't have to be young. You know, everybody says, oh, wait, I can't go to that. Do I make the cutoff? No, everybody's invited, you know. And then, of course, we partner with the Hispanic Chamber when we do our Cinco de Mayo Festival event that we talked about a little bit previously. So, you know, power partnerships, it's huge, and it's what we do.
You have several festivals coming up. The Veg Fest.
This is going to be our second annual Veg Fest. So it's something that we kind of, it's huge. Like we had, oh my goodness, a ton of people. It was a really successful first time event that we had this past September, and we're bringing it back. So it's going to be Saturday, September 12th in Scott Park. So a little plug for that. And now that we have one under our belts, we're going to be looking to make it bigger and better. And of course, we'll get Unity Bank to sponsor.
We'll be there.
Yeah. And you know what? Veg Fest, it's really eye-opening. And to see, you know, what you can make with that's vegan is incredible. And I enjoyed doing the Tour Day Veg Fest
make
and tasting
and taste
all this
good.
Stuff.
Well,
yeah.
Let me ask you, do you have anything vegetarian that tastes like bacon?
Well, that's a good question. I had a vegan hot dog. Actually, you know what? I did taste vegan. It was vegan bacon, which I don't know actually what it was, but it tasted really good. Actually, I just remembered I had that. And jerky, the vegan jerky. That was interesting.
Can't say I've ever had that, but it sounds interesting.
Yeah.
I'll have to head to Veg Fest.
You have to come down and see it.
Don't knock it till you try it.
Absolutely. I've been, a lot of things going on there.
Absolutely.
BW Nice. I don't know what this is. Tell me.
BW Nice is it's business women networking involving charity and education. It is a mouthful. It is a group of women. There are, I'm going to say, 8 different chapters in New Jersey, and we just opened one in Bucks County, and we had the Lehigh Valley group, which is what I'm the president of. And each chapter sponsors or has a charity partner. So, and it's all fighting against domestic violence for women.
Okay.
And men, actually. So our charity partner in the Lehigh Valley is Third Street Alliance. So we meet once a month, and it's women, and we get together, and we support each other as far as our businesses go. We learn about each other and domestic violence and how we can help these women and men who have been affected by domestic violence.
How did you come up with the name?
Our founder, Diane Simovich, she did, and I don't want to speak for her, but I think it just was, you know, she just wanted it to be business and women.
This is an important group.
Mm-hmm,
how do people learn more about it?
Things like this, and everybody talking about it. We don't do a whole lot of advertising about it. Maybe that is something that we could work on, but you can go to our website, which is BW Nice. Ours is the Lehigh Valley, but again, there's one in Bucks County, there's one in Hunterdon County over in New Jersey, there's one in Warren County. They go all over the state, so yeah.
So just if you could clarify for me, once again, who might need this and when might be a good time to get in touch with BW Nice?
Well, anyone who has been affected by domestic violence.
And are you listed in the phone book, online?
We are online. So if you I think if you do
showing
Google.
Showing my age here, phone
yeah,
book.
Yeah, I know. Phone book. What is that?
Wow.
Oh, I know what it is. If you Google BW Nice or domestic violence, it will come up that they
okay.
can.
The Warren County Mayor's Reception.
So the Warren County Mayor's Reception is something that we did last year. We last did it in 2016, but we're bringing it back. I think it's going to be every other year. So this year, it's going to be on April 30th at Architects Golf Course, and we invite all of the mayors from the surrounding municipalities in the entire Warren County to come, and they can talk and update about what's going on in their areas, any kind of activities they have going on, upcoming economic development, new businesses, any ideas. It's a great opportunity for them to kind of discuss what they have going on and see how they could potentially partner and what just to hear about what's going on.
A lot of opportunities for tourism. Can you speak a little bit about the opportunities to ride bikes, hiking?
With tourism, especially in Phillipsburg, we do have our Polar Express and our trains. So our heritage going way back, we had the Phillipsburg Railroad Day. So that's a big part of our history. And, you know, the liners, the Phillipsburg liners, you know, state liners, but then also the railroad lines. They have the Polar Express, and that's something that is this past winter is really big for the children, and people come from all over. So that's something that, speaking about economic development in Phillipsburg, if we can get more businesses in the downtown, the people that are coming to participate in the Polar Express and all of their railroad festivities will get to just see what Phillipsburg is all about. So that's what we strive to do.
Let's talk about Bacon Fest a little bit more. That draws about 500,000 people.
A lot.
Do you go?
Oh, yes. I volunteer there in the Bacon and Brew Tent, which is Weyerbacher beer paired with the Breakaway Farms bacon. It's pretty delicious. Just gotta say, don't tell my vegan friends. But
you have some pretty good places to listen to bands too. You have great places to go to shows.
Oh, absolutely!
Tell us about the show venues that you have and
sure.
How
so
nice they are.
There is, of course, the historic State Theater, mm-hmm. which, you know, that is beautiful, and I love going there, and I love history. So just anytime I walk in there, it's very excellent. They do such a great job there. And then, of course, there is One Center Square, which is right off of our main hub in Easton. Billy and Greg are great. We do a ton of activities there. They are always game for whatever kind of crazy ideas we come up with. And we come up with a lot of them. And they're always like, sure, why not? The YMCA, we had an event there. And it was a bartending event, a celebrity bartending event. And we raised tons of money for the YMCA. So that was a really great event. And then we've had our Unity Bank mixers there as well. Yeah, we have some really great venues in downtown Easton.
So all this going on, what are you most proud of? I'd like to hear from each one of you. What are you most proud of about that area?
I mean, I don't know if I can take credit for it, but I'm most proud because I love Easton because of all of the delicious restaurants. So everybody, you know, in our entire chamber is like, oh, I'm so jealous. You guys have such great restaurants there. But no, I love the restaurant scene. You can walk around to any of the businesses, and because it comes with a job, comes with the territory, you know a bunch of the owners, and it's nice. Just the community feel that Easton has is just, I don't know. I love it. I love being in Easton.
Laura likes to eat.
Yeah, I do. I love to eat.
Yeah. She is Italian.
Who doesn't?
Mangia, mangia.
Who doesn't? All right. And it's a nice place to raise a family.
Mm-hmm. It's a nice community.
I know that there's going to be an effort to try to get people to share via social media what's going on in their various communities. And I believe the Chamber is going to try to spearhead a little bit of
that Made Possible campaign.
That's right. How important is that to you and the Chamber in the Phillipsburg Easton area? And can you give us an idea of how powerful sharing on social media is?
Well, I mean, nowadays, everything is social media. Like, you don't need to spend, like, it's insane about the word of mouth, like, what can get out there just through social media in a relatively free platform. You just have to be good at your hashtags and good at getting it out there. Videos are huge. Basically, putting out any kind of material via social media, that's the quickest way to get it in the hands of millions of people. I don't know if you want to talk to the fact of Unity Bank has their Facebook page.
Unity Bank has a Facebook page, and I know we recently really started kicking it up. I will let a little cat out of the bag. Unity Bank has Frosty the Snowman. And Frosty goes around and visits all the kids,
yes.
And it goes to all the events, the tree lightings, and it's the new thing is to like Unity Bank's Facebook page and tag your picture with Frosty.
Pets are allowed to.
And pets are allowed
at the branch. They bring Frosty in, so you can bring your little ones and your furry ones.
Yes.
And everybody gets to take a picture with Frosty.
Does Frosty melt in the summertime?
Well, no. Frosty just goes away. We don't want to scare anybody. Frosty does not melt.
Yes, but we had Frosty at our tree lighting this past winter. It was an excellent event. That was in Phillipsburg, and actually
and
had to be brought. Yes,
Township.
In the Forks Township, Frosty was there as
yes.
well. It's good stuff.
We just have a few minutes left. Give me your final pitch for Unity Bank.
Unity Bank, it's a great community bank, and I am very lucky that they encourage and support all of my volunteer efforts.
Yes. And the Chamber appreciates your volunteer efforts. But the Chamber, you know, we have a ton going on. We're on every main street. We are everywhere. So if you want to come check out any of our events, go on to our website, check it out. We're on social media like we were just talking about, and there's so much to do. So just come say hi.
That's a terrific way to wrap this up. This is On Every Main Street. I'd like to thank Lori Nelson for coming by. Susan Warbeck from Unity Bank.
Thank you for having us.
You've been listening to On Every Main Street. I am Greg Caponia on WDIY.